Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today, we're diving deep into the fascinating world of reasoning models. These things are shaking up the AI scene, and we're here to break it all down.
I'm so pumped for this. Reasoning models, they sound intense. What's the big deal?
Right? Think of it like this. They're the next evolution in large language models. Remember those limitations with pre-training data? Reasoning models bypass that by, well, reasoning. They think longer, like OpenAI's O1 model, leading to amazing results.
So like deeper thinking equals better results? That's intuitive, I guess. But how do they actually work?
Imagine a chain of thought, but on steroids. These models generate tons of these chains, evaluating, reflecting, and even breaking down problems into smaller bits. The crazy part? This behavior isn't programmed, it's self-evolved. It's like AI Darwinism in action. DeepMind's R1 model? Prime example.
Whoa, self-evolving? So you're telling me these models are learning how to learn? Mind blown. But practicality, Nutty. Cost, speed, spill the tea.
Got it. So here's the thing. They're not meant to replace everyday models. Think of them as a power boost. Use them for complex steps in a larger task, like agent planning in a multi-step process, or for deciphering intricate images like flowcharts. Latency not an issue? Reasoning model time. Oh, and image pre-processing is another cool use case.
I see. Interesting. Give me a real-world scenario. How does this play out in, say, logistics?
Okay, imagine a logistics agent needing to optimize a delivery route. Tons of tools, complex scenarios. A regular LLM like GPT-4 might struggle, but use a reasoning model to create the plan, then hand it off to a smaller, faster model like FLAN-T5 for execution. Boom, efficiency.
So, reasoning model as the strategist, smaller model as the field operative. Makes sense. But this all sounds a bit advanced. Any prompting tips for us mere mortals?
Absolutely. First, keep prompts simple and direct. Forget those fancy techniques we use for GPT-4. Less is more here. Second, one or two-shot prompting is the sweet spot. Too many examples and performance dips. Finally, don't be afraid to tell the model to take its time. More thinking often equals better results.
I see, interesting. Counterintuitive, but practical. This is game-changing stuff, Nutty.
Totally. And the open source nature of models like R1 means this power is in everyone's hands. Knowledge distillation becomes even easier. I see big things happening in 2025.
So, agent planning, image analysis, better prompting techniques, and the power of open source. Reasoning models are officially on my radar. Thanks for breaking it down, Nutty.
Anytime. This is why we love exploring the bleeding edge of AI here at Nutty's Show. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Until next time, keep on cooking up some amazing ideas.
Bye-bye.